Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, as we are studying God's covenant with Levi in Malachi chapter 2, we are learning some things about the function of the Levitical priests that didn't present itself very clearly more early in the Old Testament scriptures. Now, if you go back and look for it carefully, I think you can find indications of what we find clearly revealed here in Malachi chapter 2. But it comes out more clearly in this section than I think any place else in all the Old Testament scriptures, and that is that the priest's primary responsibility was to preach God's Word. And I chose that word preach deliberately. Probably teach God's law would be more precise. But I want to emphasize to you that the preachers, the primary preachers in the nation of Israel before the coming of Christ and the ushering in of the new covenant era, were the priests. That was their assignment, to teach God's word to God's people. And when they were carrying out their assignment and people were listening to the word of God at their lips, then the nation was relatively healthy. It's not to say that nobody sinned, because of course they did, we're all sinners, that nobody disregarded God's law, because of course some of them did. But as long as the priests were functioning according to the design that God had given to them, and people were receiving the instruction of God's word from their lips, then the nation was in good health. But when that ceased to happen, then the nation fell into great spiritual difficulty, which of course affected economic conditions and moral conditions and all kinds of problems that ensued when God's word was not being proclaimed and God's word was not being received. So we will continue looking at it on this Tuesday, October 29. We're glad you were able to join us, and thank you for your financial help to keep us on the air. Well, we left the broadcast yesterday focusing upon verse 7 of chapter 2, and I'm going to pick it up at that point again today. It's a very strategic text, and it says, after describing the covenant that God made with Levi, which is where we got into this whole study, that takes us back to verse 4, that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him, one of life and peace, and so forth. And so the covenant is named and the effects of the covenant are described, and then we come to the summary in verse 7. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. And as we saw in the broadcast yesterday, it becomes clear that that priesthood, that Levitical priesthood, was God's designed way for the people of God to regularly hear the word of God during the Old Covenant era, the Old Testament. You may have wondered about that. They didn't have churches to attend. They didn't have synagogues to attend, not in the Old Testament. We see them in the New Testament. They seem to have sprung out of nowhere, but we don't find a single synagogue in the Old Testament. The temple worship was carried out in Jerusalem, but that was primarily a series of of sacrifices, animal sacrifices that were made regularly and virtually continuously upon the altar, but there doesn't seem to be any emphasis there upon people getting together, gathering together, having a congregation come together and to have what we would consider a worship service, which would include the preaching of God's Word. We really don't see that in connection with the temple worship. There are, again, some hints in the Psalms and other places that the law of God was proclaimed in the temple, and I'm sure it must have been because the priests would have been there, the priests would have congregated there, and if this was the thing that was assigned to them, I'm sure there were opportunities at the temple for them to fulfill their assignment as well. But it appears to me that what is described for us here is the primary function of the priest in his home area when he was not serving at the temple. And his service at the temple probably only occupied 2 and maybe sometimes 3 weeks out of the whole year. And you'd say, well, I guess the rest of the year he was unemployed. He didn't have anything to do. No, I think that's wrong. I think he was instructed to preach the Word of God, teach people the law of God during all of that time when he was not on duty at the temple. And that's what verse 7 is saying. For the lips of priests should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. That's what he is. So if I say to you, what was the main function of an Old Testament priest? And you say to me, it was to sacrifice animals at the altar and to be a mediator in that way with the sacrifices between God and men, I would not count that as an inaccurate answer because it's obviously true. But it appears to me that that really wasn't their main responsibility. It was an important one. It was a necessary one. It was an essential responsibility. I don't mean to imply that it's not. That was the very heart of the Old Testament system, was the sacrificial system carried out by the priests. But his most important function in many ways was the preaching of God's Word. He was and is, as God puts it here, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. He was the Old Testament preacher. In the New Testament, we have pastors. We have churches and we have pastors. Now, there are other New Testament preachers besides local church pastors. There are evangelists. There are, well, in the early era, there were apostles and prophets. So they were preachers for sure. So the pastors aren't the only preachers in the New Testament, and the priests weren't the only preachers in the Old Testament. God had prophets in the Old Testament that he raised up, and that was a different office from priest, and the prophetic voice was a very important voice. But the prophets weren't there primarily to teach the law of God. They were there to deliver fresh messages from God. God would give revelation to the prophets to declare to the people. This book of Malachi that we're studying is one such prophecy. But the priests had the function of understanding, of studying and understanding God's law, and then teaching it to the people. That was their function. That's how people learned what the law of God said, even as in the New Testament, it is the pastor's responsibility to study God's Word and to teach it to his people. That's his main function. Now, it may come as a surprise to some people to hear that that is the main function of the New Covenant pastor, but it clearly is. He is to be teaching God's Word to his people. He is to be feeding the flock. He is to be, as Peter puts it, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. This is his primary responsibility. if somebody gets the idea that the pastor's primary responsibility is evangelism, he would be wrong. Evangelism should be occurring. It should be occurring in the course of his ministry. It should be occurring under his ministry. In a healthy church, there are going to be people who are very active in evangelism because God gifts some people in that way and assigns them, calls them to that very work. And how I praise God for those in our congregation who are active in the work of evangelism. But that's not the responsibility that God has given to me. I used to think so in my early days as a pastor. I used to think that's if not my primary responsibility, that's one of the most important responsibilities. I've got to be involved in evangelism. My main responsibility is to win souls. And then I kept studying the Bible and I realized, nope, that's part of my work. I don't ever want to lose sight of that. But even that work, the work of evangelism, from my standpoint, is best carried out when I'm doing what I'm called to do, namely preaching God's Word, teaching God's Word, explaining God's Word to my congregation. And in the course of that, evangelism occurs. Just like in the course of this teaching on the radio, which I'm doing right now, I'm teaching God's Word, and my target audience is God's people, because I know that the people who are going to tune in a Bible teaching ministry are going to be almost all Christians who have an interest in God's Word, because unconverted people don't have much appetite for God's Word. And yet, when God's Spirit is working in their hearts, unconverted people can inexplainably have an appetite to hear God's Word. I say inexplainably because, of course, there is an explanation. It's by the work of the Spirit of God in their hearts. And I could tell you some stories. I certainly won't have time in the broadcast today, and I probably won't take time even in the future. But there have been some wonderful times when God has caused unconverted people to listen to the Beacon broadcast, to tune it in and listen to it. There's one man now with the Lord who did that regularly over a period of time, and God brought him deep conviction and brought him to salvation, and he became such a blessing to our church. And I could name others like that too. So in the course of my teaching God's Word to God's people, I'm also doing the work of evangelism, but my main responsibility is to teach God's Word to the people of God. Well, that was the main responsibility of the priests in the Old Testament. Summarizing this covenant that God made with Levi, we read again in Malachi 2:7, "For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts." He is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. We would have to say the primary messenger of the Lord of hosts, in the sense that the priest, of which there were eventually thousands scattered all throughout the nation of Israel, that they were the ones who were primarily responsible to make sure that God's Word was being faithfully and regularly taught in every village, in every community, in every location throughout the nation of Israel. Isn't that a surprising piece of information? And I think a very important one at that. And so until tomorrow, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon broadcast, saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.